Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I designed this show to show you that there is a life out there for you, a life you love, a life full of joy and abundance. Do you think that there is more to life than what you have right now? If you feel that everything you worked for, the money, the house, the car, the relationship is no longer fulfilling you, and you seek more depth and presence in life, more contentment and peace, stick with me. Grab your favorite note-taking device, a favorite drink. This is your permission slip to take 10 minutes to you to get inspired. Last night, I was on the phone with a friend. 45 minutes long. Not so important, but she asked me whether I like being busy. I have explained to her my current situation, that I am working towards multiple deadlines because I'm leaving for a longer summer break to Greece. I will be meeting my sister there, reconnecting with friends, and I would like to get some things done. Especially, I would like to prepare for my workshop Limitless running on 6, 7, and 8 of June. By the way, you will find the link below if this resonates with you. Sign up and be my guest. And I am busy right now. Yes, I am. And I was explaining this to my friend, what I'm all doing currently. And she listened patiently and then asked, "Do you enjoy being busy, Ivana?" And the first moment I just swallowed, I felt attacked at first. Second moment, I knew I am speaking to a person who is just not as ambitious as I am. Her vision is not just big as mine, and I felt like I can be okay with that. So it wasn't, the second moment wasn't so painful anymore, but it made me think. It made me think, do I enjoy being busy? And my answer was yes. My answer was yes, because every morning I wake up, I feel like I want to go to my office. My home office here in the Caribbean is not ready yet. And it will be the first office I'm having in years to my liking. But I still need to paint, it still needs some furniture, accessories, etc. But one day, I'll get there. However, it is my safe space at home, because I also have this couch behind me and I'm taking my regular breaks there. And if I want to escape the world for a moment, then my office is the place to go, because it's such a cool room, no matter if I work there or not. And I love going in this room, but I am also loving my work. So now few thoughts will be going in a direction saying, "Yes, Ivana, but you made it already." Well, I can tell you, no matter how far we make it. Yes, I am living since 3 years from my business. But no matter how far we make it, there is not an end to a journey. You will notice that. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's really an idol if it comes to mindset for me, because he is a person, he was following one big vision after the other. And he said, there's a cool documentary on Netflix if you want to watch about his life and what he did, is as soon as he was done with his first vision, as he reached his goal, the next vision appeared on the horizon, and he moved, right, to the next, and then to the next. He started as a bodybuilder, became an actor, and then the governor. And what does this tell us? Imagine if you are on the journey on achieving something. That could be a big change in your life, moving countries, building a business, and especially building a business, because there is no end to it, so to say, right? There is no guarantee that you will be done tomorrow reaching your goal. There is no guarantee that you will be done in 2 years. If we are raising children, if we are those phases in life of change, of perhaps even hard work to get somewhere, can be long. And I don't mean this in a negative sense. It's just an honest thought I have here because we cannot control when we will be done. And now, if you think wasting these phases with fear of people's opinions, thinking once I'm done, they will honor me. Once I'm done, I can prove to them that I can do it. Once I'm done, people will look at me differently. Once I'm done. But this fear we have in the meantime, where we are insecure about our doing and insecure of what other people might think of us because we are little bit, you know, going off the normal pathway that society says it's okay to do, as in running an online business for many people is not okay because they can't relate to it. Dancing on social media for many people is not okay because it's awkward. And if you do this for your business, then you might be judged, okay? And we fear that it's so consciously or subconsciously, it's there and it prevents us at all times, not only from stepping into our full potential, but also of joy. It robs us of our experiences. Let me go a little further. If you go to a networking event and all you can think of is what I'm gonna wear, and if I wear it, what are they gonna think of me? What if? You are robbing yourself of the best experience because the focus is on you and what might happen to you. And you are so preoccupied with these thoughts that you barely can immerse yourself in conversations and just let go and be and enjoy. And the same goes for building your business, creating your content, moving countries. Oh my God, moving countries is something that is really not easy. I always underestimated, but for the first time in our lives, we moved from Europe to the Caribbean, and for the first time in a country we haven't been before. So you can imagine those obstacles, right? There was so much unknown. But even if we struggled on times, my partner and me were rocking this because we just tried to enjoy every single moment like if we would already be settled in and everything is sorted out. Otherwise, I can tell you I would have missed 6 months of my life waiting for something to be done with in order to enjoy myself. And I had beautiful experiences in the meantime. So now you will hear that social media is a bad place to be because you have to dance and you have to make photographs of yourself and you have to make videos of yourself. You have to speak to a camera and it's all awkward and creating content is so demanding and it's so difficult. Do you think it's gonna be any easier once you have made a million? Do you think speaking in front of a camera, just because you have a better equipment, because you can afford it later, is it gonna make any easier if this thought of fear of people's opinions is constantly creeping in? You see? No. And the thing is that none of these things, whether this is making photographs, whether this is making videos, whether this is speaking on a podcast, we all did it once for the first time, didn't we? And I think you are more ready than ever to look silly or as to look like a beginner till you are not anymore. But the only thing that is holding you back is what people will think of you. Do you see how much power we are giving away here? Do you see how much energy you're giving away that makes you constantly wait that you are done with something so you can prove to society that you can do it so they no longer look silly at you? But what about you? Wouldn't you prefer enjoying these times and phases? Wouldn't you like enjoying creating content? Wouldn't you rather enjoy building your business? Because you're gonna do this once. You will only be here once in a lifetime, because you're constantly moving forward and you will never move back to the past. Why not just being happy Why not choosing to experience joy instead of crumbling in your corner and waiting till it's over someday? Which, by the way, won't be, not entirely, unless you develop certain tools that will keep you sane during those executions of those difficult tasks that we have to go through sometimes in life. Because fear is something we cannot eliminate. Fear is primal. It will stay with us. We can only learn how to handle it so it does not bother us when it's not needed. But how would your life change if you could pursue your dream and build the life you desire without having to think what others might think of you? If you could let go of that only, would you enjoy creating your content? Would you enjoy failing? Because if you ever failed, no matter big or small, you know that on the other side, there is so much opportunity, there is so much knowledge and wisdom to gain, isn't it? If that all wouldn't be, wouldn't you be a happier person? Wouldn't you be paving your path forward with a little bit more ease? I bet you would. I bet you would. And maybe it is time to let go. Maybe it's time to let go what your third great cousin thinks of you. Maybe it's time to let go what a friend you haven't been spoken to 20 years to. Maybe it's time to let go of those people who no longer matter. Because they really don't. Who matters is you. You matter. Your lifetime matters. It matters so much that you are enjoying what you are doing and nothing else. Because when you enjoy yourself, when you step into this abundant feeling and space, you will create better. Your potential is limitless. And I can teach you this. I can help you to get there and to enjoy what you are doing. Join my workshop, Limitless, where I will teach you to let go of fear of people's opinions so you can build a business and life you desire, because you deserve it. You are not here to suffer. You are not here to overthink. You are here to make a difference. Let me help you. You can sign up in the link below, and I can't wait to see you there, because I believe in you 1000% that you can achieve anything you set out for.